God is not talkative. There was a particular World Cup year when one prophet, quote and unquote, in his many prophecies said that God told him who will win the World Cup. He seemed very sure of his God told me that it seemed infallible. Guess what? The team he claimed will win the cup did not go past the first round. What went wrong? This is Destiny Capsules Devotional with Demola Awuyele. Friend, God is not talkative. You must be careful not to drag God into matters that do not concern Him. One of the lessons you need to learn in divine leading is that God is not talkative. He has an opinion on every matter, but He does not voice His opinion on every matter. Dragging God into every matter does not only make God look unreliable, but also shows your immaturity. Mature people are very careful and economical with the use of God said. Even when they feel God is saying something, they don't rush to declare it. What they say about God is far lesser than what they know about God. Daniel 11 verse 32. Immature people say a lot about God, but they know very little about Him. 1 Corinthians 13, 11, 2 Peter 2, 11 to 20. Mature people take most matters to the place of prayers and make private decisions that lead to public success. Acts 27, verse 21 to 25. That is how they effect changes and gain relevance, not by shouting on mountaintops. God knows who will win the World Cup, but is not likely to tell you. God only declares His mind on matters that have an effect on His purpose and agenda. Winning or losing the World Cup is not a kingdom matter. It is purely a business opportunity for the handlers of the sport. It is foolishness to lose your life or ministry on mundane issues like that. Psalm 131 verse 1 to 3. Enjoy the tournament without messing up your integrity. While football can be a tool in the hands of God to advance His purpose, we must be careful not to build a tossier the Lord ministry around it. More importantly, we must know how to handle divine communication. For some, the issue is not God said, it is correctly interpreting what God has said. Job 33:23, Acts 8:30-31, and Acts 10:9-21. A divine communication wrongly interpreted will make a shipwreck of your life and destiny. Be instructed. I pray for you today that you will learn to handle divine communication correctly, and may you fulfill your destiny safely as you become all that God has ordained you to become. This is a blessed day for you. Go and win with Jesus. You will succeed. And bye for now.